Action Park Media.
Russell Crowe's one hell of an actor.
Yeah, he is.
Like a real heavyweight.
Are you not entertained?
Real banger.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Maybe first team. Is he a defenseman or a forward?
Who?
Russell Crowe.
I don't know. It feels like a lockdown defenseman, doesn't he?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Right? He feels like a...
Like a Lidstrom?
Right. Somebody big like that. Victor Hedman?
Yeah, maybe a Hedman. Sorry. Quickly.
Are we on the show here?
Let's get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2, episode 26.
Quick shift pod.
I got no one.
Serious?
Really?
26?
May I go?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Martin Saint-Louis.
All right.
It's a no-brainer.
Good. Keep it.
University of Vermont.
Keep it.
In honor of the New Jersey Devils, I'll go with Patrick Elias.
Ooh.
Big-time player, plays big-time games.
Are you not going to give us one?
You took mine.
Peter Stastny.
Thomas Vanek.
All right. I believe he scored.
That was my backup in case one of you guys had
Thomas Vanek. I'll take it. Thank you. Thank you for the assist. Goodbye, the future sold out. There's no use screaming. Who thought we'd ever get this far? Tonight, your faith has come down to money and a TV. That is Our Lady Peace. Is anybody home in honor of the Toronto Maple Leafs? And I'm not going to refer to this game as a C game for the Florida Panthers.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What's a C game?
A C game would be if you put somebody in like a, they call it a clinch.
Clinch day?
Ooh.
Don't say that fucking word. I can't believe you guys asked me, a C? Yes.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
what
know.
Day
I don't
is
know.
It?
I thought it was some, I thought it was, it also could have been some, like, I don't know, understand a lot of things that you guys are saying sometimes.
That's
I pretend
true.
Like I do. I play through. I don't know. See, who knows? That could have been code for something with you hockey players.
Right. You're referring to Scotty.
I thought it was something that you guys were in on. I didn't want to lose the momentum.
Yeah, well, he's kind of hijacked the language. I mean, technically, he's
hijacked
not.
Hijacked the language. I am the language.
Oh, okay. Yes. Right. Well, you're the new age. The new age kids, they talk a little different.
No, not really.
They do.
Your quote was okay. I actually pulled a quote. Can I tell you my quote?
I would love you. Yeah. We're going head to head with quotes.
Yeah.
I have no quote.
You can decide.
Sure.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. That's for Leafs fans. That's a pretty good fucking quote.
This is the way?
Hey, let it be, man. It is what it is. You guys are here now. Whatever happens, happens.
Pressure's off.
Let it fly.
Loose.
Yep.
They're going to end up doing that, right? That's what's going to happen.
Oh,
They're going to win a couple games and then lose in six or seven.
I mean, honestly,
can they stretch this out?
I'm kind of pulling for the Leafs now because then Avery would have to have the homeless guy live with him.
Well, yeah.
That's content.
And by the way, the
And he's also going to have to get on a side eventually. He can't flip-flop.
Yeah, I'm flipping, I'm flopping. I mean, my heart is in the great state of Florida as of today. But listen.
Tomorrow's another day.
I would like to start, if I may. I've had some more movement on the New York Rangers head coaching job. Scotty asked me yesterday about my staff.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryan Whitney has committed to coach the defenseman, be the defensive coach for the New York Rangers.
Wow.
He has asked me to also hire Chris Simon.
Okay.
He said, Big Chief.
Big Chief.
Bring in Big Chief.
Scary dude.
Just for a little bit of muscle.
He can handle business, that's for sure.
And I'm going to round out my front-facing staff with Ryan Hallwig, who actually Big Chief almost killed in Long Island.
Is that
Island.
The guy that he did that to?
Yeah.
That was vicious. Woo.
Yeah.
All right.
But just a couple of things. Witt, we have agreed to terms. He's only going to be needed for five. He's got a five-hour cap per day. Okay? So game days, he might stretch that a little bit.
He can get a lot done in 5 hours.
I agree. Yeah. You know, assistant coaches, they work. People don't understand. They work like 12-hour days.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you need to be doing for 12 hours as an assistant coach or a head coach, okay? So I gave Witt the five-hour cap, all right? He's going to get $1 million salary. We're all going to get $1 million, okay? Because some of these head coaches make $4 or $5 million in one coach. And then they fire them and they have to pay them for 8 years. So we're all going to get $1 million. Me and Witt are
going to... Team-friendly deal?
Yeah, very much. Hometown deal.
Me and Witt are going to get a $250,000 surplus. What do they call it? When you,
signing bonuses?
No, for it's like our kitty pack. You know, we can just hit it. Like our perk pack.
Oh, your perk package.
My perk package.
All right. By the way, you know, that's a big part of a contract.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm a little worried you're concerned about the financials instead of like the what kind of structure you're putting in place on your team.
Oh, we've already had those conversations.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so the idea is you guys are going to whack up the man hours.
We're going to whack the man hours, and we're all going to be co-responsible. Mm-hmm. And honestly, at this point, we might all be co-coaches.
Yeah,
I don't care about a head coach system. That hierarchy, that died with Scotty Bowman, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Okay, once Scotty was done, you know, co-coaches, yeah, handle your business. Okay, and then we all come together collectively in a room. And we work shit out, like amongst the coaches as well. Game plans. You don't want this falling on one man's
and
shoulders.
When you think about the NFL, think about what a coveted coaching position. It's not assistant coach. You're the defensive coordinator.
You guys laughed at me yesterday. Oh. You laughed at
me. It's true, though, yeah, right? No, like, totally. It's like in hockey, it's the assistant coach. Yeah. But, you know, the assistant coach, the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator.
I do have one question. You got a minute left. You got to draw up a play. Who's on the whiteboard drawing up the play?
Well, you know, it's like we didn't hire a Phil Housley to run our power play. We signed the right players to run our power play.
So they already know.
So we get them. It's not about the X's and O's. It's about us getting them ready to get out there.
Uh-huh.
And be willing to fucking die.
But there's moments in a game where you need to run a play.
Sean, That'll all be worked out, brother.
He never gives us the straight answer. Can you draw up a play?
Yeah, of course. But you know what? If you play the right way, you know.
But you could if you had to.
Yeah, okay. You want me to draw up a play? Fine.
I want you on the...
All right, guys.
Hey, we got to win this face-off. There's 3 seconds left.
Yeah, we're going D to D, cross ice through the seam, back up top, and then we're going back door. Okay, great. How many times does that actually happen?
I don't know what you're talking about, but that's what I'm saying. I would buy it if I
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So
that's exciting, though.
I just want to say there's movement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any movement for my position as the reviewer of offsides?
Well, the NHL does that for you now.
Yeah, but you still want the coaching guy up top?
Part of the coaching staff to catch the offsides. Right.
And we have agreed that Cons and I will be co-reviewers.
We just want to be in the review box.
We're buying into the co thing.
Kevin, you will have a title. You will have a badge. You'll be able to access. You'll be able to do really whatever the fuck you want.
All right. Scotty. I'll be respectful.
Yeah, we'll talk, okay? We'll talk. You know, we might have to have an experiment where we watch a game, just me and you, mano a mano. In a room.
No content,
and we really get to the heart of the problem, which is, what do you know and what don't you know?
That's fine. I'm happy to do that. I think you'll be impressed by what you see.
Okay. I'm glad that you brought this up because, you know, playoffs is one thing, right? Okay. So first of all, Jake Paul is going bald. That is an unmitigated fact, okay? He's going bald and he grows a comb over, okay? That's fine. I got no problem with that. What he's doing with Nate Diaz right now, they had the press conference yesterday.
I saw a little bit of it. Yeah.
Okay, and Jake pulled out a monkey that was hitting cymbals and said that was his opponent. If you're going to go in on Nate Diaz, you got to go fully in. You have to play psychological warfare and get into this guy's mind. You can't tippy-toe around it because... You know, they pulled a stunt and they had some kid ask a question.
Did you see this, Scotty?
In the audience.
Oh, man.
It was incredible what Nate did.
I love Nate. I love Nate.
Me too.
But that was funny, bro.
Oh.
That was funny. Okay. He had one of his guys ask him a ridiculous question.
Do you want me to pause this real quick?
Yeah. It was funny for a second.
It was funny, but you know, how funny is it when Nate Diaz will beat up your friend?
Well, no, not Nate Diaz. This is what he said. He stopped the guy and said, bro, don't leave, man. Honestly, I don't want... You're going to walk outside after you ask me this question. What do you think my fucking crew is going to do to you? Right? Nate Diaz is a black belt from Stockton, California, okay? He has a crew, probably of multiple black belts. There isn't a crew in the entire country of America that you want to fuck with less than Nate Diaz's crew, okay? This isn't steal your hat.
Let me get it off my chest. He follows me on Instagram.
Nate Diaz does?
That was a recent follow, too. I remember you hit me up. And
I'm boys with Nate Diaz.
That's a big fucking follow.
It is.
Okay.
It's a big follow. And I can't ever remember a time where I actually said, oh, my God, look who's following me. I think it's probably the first time I've ever done that.
I agree. I would get excited about that. Well, Morgan Riley's following me, which is interesting because I haven't been the easiest on Morgan, but that's rather here nor there.
Rather complimentary of Morgan Riley.
I like his game.
He's been heavy on the Leafs, but
correct.
I like his game. What I do think Nate Diaz is a genius because I think, first of all, Nate Diaz, he's a boxer. He fights on his feet, but he just happens to be a black belt if it goes to the ground. It's a great combination for MMA. He's going to destroy Jake Paul, because then he wants to fight Logan. Nate wants to do back-to-back, you know, $10 million fights. Put 20 in the bank off two fights in the next 6 months. He is not going to lose to Jake Paul. I promise you. If he loses, I will go to Stockton with my white belt and walk into the gym and say, run a Shark Tank on me.
But we're all on the same page that Jake Paul is a genius.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it just continues to impress me.
He's the ultimate entertainer, but I fucking hate all the circus stuff. I hate the circus stuff, the charade.
That's the fight game, bro.
I'm not going to lie. I was truly amused. I was laughing pretty hard.
I watched all 45 minutes.
And then Nate got up to take a piss, right?
He left.
He just got up and walked out.
He got up and left.
Here's the thing. I like it.
He yelled at his own staff because there weren't any regular people in the press conference. Remember?
So, like, influencers or
whatever.
He's
like, who are these people? Where's all the regular people? And Jake Paul says, well, you're the A side. It's your team. It was incredible.
I like it if Jake Paul goes into the ring and Nate Diaz smashes his nose into the back of his head.
It's going to happen.
I disagree. I think that Jake Paul is going to win. This is a boxing fight. This is not MMA. And I think there's a long scripted narrative with Jake Paul. He lost the last fight. He's not going to lose again.
You think they've bought Nate Diaz?
Well, Scotty's talking about it being all a bigger play.
PSYOP.
Come on. If ever it was the PSYOPs, this is major PSYOPs happening.
He needs a win against a big-name guy to keep this money bag rolling. There's a ton of companies involved.
No,
Nate's going to get millions and millions of dollars.
I'm not
even saying he's going to take a dive. Jake Paul is a better technical boxer than Nate Diaz.
You are an insane, wild millennial.
All right,
okay?
We'll see.
Jake Paul is getting psyoped by Nate Diaz, who has been in the fight game with dogs.
Reverse psyop?
The last 20 years, yes. And by the way, Jake Paul knows he doesn't have to win. He just lost a fight to Tommy Fury.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm. So I respect your opinion, but I would like to table it.
Okay. Do you guys want to check out this presser that happened? Or do we want to roll right into
hockey?
We saw
the presser.
Yeah, we saw it. Do yourself a favor
Jake
and watch
Paul's,
it.
Jake Paul's awesome, bro. What are we talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
All right. We roll into the playoffs, draft lottery last night.
The first overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft belongs to the Chicago Blackhawks. Number two, the Anaheim Ducks.
They announce one, then two?
Yeah.
I guess that's how you do it, right?
Right. When you get down to three, if you're not one, you're two. So at least say who got one.
Yeah. But the Ducks, they should have really got the first
but
pick.
But why is that? Can I ask what everybody's up in arms about?
I don't know. I haven't paid any attention.
Chicago was supposed to have, I believe, like 11% chance to get the first pick. And then the Ducks had, I think, like around an 18%.
All right. Well,
and then
a lot of things can happen in an 11%.
Of course.
That's why it's 11%. That's not 1%.
It's not a no-brainer, but a lot of people were saying that Bettman would never let Chicago get it with all the sexual abuse stuff that went on in the past year.
PSYOP,
yeah.
He was going to quietly punish. He was going to quietly punish
them.
Correct.
Because their massage therapist tried to jerk one of their players off.
Yes.
15 years ago.
Yes.
So they got the number one pick. So what does that do to the theory?
I think it squashes the theory. I think it was all kosher.
You think? I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, 11% is a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
I mean, 18% isn't 100%.
It was the biggest market available in terms of the high.
Wait, are you saying that there was also a PSYOP on this?
I think there could have been a PSYOP on this. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying there's no PSYOP.
No.
You're saying it was I'm saying that it was a legitimate draw.
It was. Yes, I agree that it was a legitimate draw. I'm saying other people thought that there was a PSYOP happening, right, that Chicago would never have gotten it because of what happened in the past 2 years.
All that right. would have been a PSYOP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was one graphic that the Ducks had the chance to get Crosby back in, I think, what was it, 04? And they missed out on that one, obviously. And then they get the chance at Bedard, and they miss out on that one,
so,
too.
I mean, so,
tough break for the Anaheim Ducks.
When there's a 20-year gap between, like, two of your chances, I don't really tend to lean into, like, a PSYOP. Okay?
No, it's not a PSYOP. It's just shit luck.
Listen, people are going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, think it is.
Calling bullshit.
It's also generational talent, Crosby and Bedard.
Let's see what he does.
I'd like to just quickly remind everyone that if you hate Leaf fans, okay, and you want to pour salt on their wound, book a cameo. Let's get ahead of it, okay? Even if the Leafs win tonight, who knows what's going to happen? But ultimately, I would say if we were dealing in percentages, they're not coming back. So I'd like to get ahead of my workload, mm-hmm, and you're going to book cameos to just destroy your Leaf fans.
Okay, so
yeah, and then they have me just tell their buddy, their neighbor Tommy, that he's a loser and that he should go dig a grave in the backyard.
Right? For your business, though, you should hope that the Leafs win a couple games here so you can get more cameos.
Well, and hey, by the way, like, subscribe, and share at Quick Shift Pod.
Yes, sir. All right, we roll into the first game. Vegas at Edmonton. Strong performance by Vegas. They go up in the series 2-1 here.
Well, very reminiscent of the game that they played in game one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we said that was almost a perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
To do it now in Edmonton, listen, I don't know. The Oilers don't have a goalie, okay? Do the Vegas Knights have a goalie? This kid played well. Where is Jonathan Quick?
Yeah, and we jump into it in a second here, but he does get hurt. Vegas goalie gets pulled from the game in injury, and they bring in their backup. It is not Jonathan Quick. So
he's not
now
interested.
He's
the third goalie.
Now
the
question marks are really flying around.
Well, the question is, did Jonathan Quick come down from the press box and dress because they needed a backup
as an emergency goalie?
I'm
not sure.
Oh, that would be terrible. Yeah.
Well, he must have. He's not fourth on the depth chart. Okay. Do we know the status on Vegas's goalie?
We do not.
So there's a hurt goalie, but the backup came in and he wasn't outstanding, right?
He still got the win. I believe they only allowed one goal.
Okay.
Yeah, so he had a strong performance. In fact, I don't think he let up any goals.
Yeah, and listen, March or so, this guy's a streaky kid.
Yep.
He gets hot now.
Yeah, this
gets
is
the monkey off his back.
First of the night for him.
I must say, maybe I've potentially been sleeping a little bit on Vegas.
Yeah, likewise.
So you're switching teams?
No, I'm not switching teams. That's what I'm saying. I really think that Edmonton just does no way they lose this series.
Yeah.
But, you know, that said.
And here's the injury right here.
Okay. Hill. So, I don't know who Hill is.
Hill used to play for Phoenix, and then I believe he went up to San Jose and then over to Vegas.
Bit of a journeyman.
And he also played really well in Arizona.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. He looks hurt. This guy looks hurt.
Yeah.
For real. You don't flop around like that. You know?
Just going back to Quick, where is he?
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure there's an answer to it. We just don't know it, right? I mean, it's available.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, a real insider would know.
Well, yeah.
A real fan. Michael Lorman would know.
Yeah, at ringside, yeah, who knows? We got to check in on that.
Yep.
But I'll tell you, why hasn't the media asked this question?
Mm-hmm.
Why hasn't the media asked this question?
Yeah.
Maybe they have.
I mean, if there's any Vegas Knights fans in the comments section, maybe let us know why Quickie is not on the bench.
Look at Mark Stone's knob. He has one of the cushiest knobs. So I'll tell you.
Oh, my God.
That's a big knob.
Big knob, yeah?
Whoa.
So what he does is he wraps the, it's like the spongy tape that you would wrap around the
like
body.
Like a putting handle? It's like one of the.
It's a DIY putty handle that he uses right. The spongy tape underneath, and he gets it nice. So he squeezes that thing, and it compresses. It's a squishy.
It's a squishy tape, knob. Yeah.
What is the advantage there?
Well, some guys just want to feel that. They want that stick bigger in their hands.
Yeah.
Rules against, at a certain point, they're like, all right, enough with the tape?
I believe there is not.
I don't think so, yeah.
No. Jackie had a big game.
However, there is a, Eichel had a great game. There is a rule for the goalies, though, no?
Knob can't be, yes, there is a rule for the size of how big a goalie knob can be.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, when you look at the goalie equipment now compared to what it was, right. I mean, it's crazy.
They're worried about the knob.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Jesus, look at the size of the pads on these guys.
You know, Eichel does a little bit what McDavid does, but at a lower speed. Mm-hmm. Like Eichel is he's so shifty. Yeah. This kid's going to be a big-time fucking player.
And he's feeling himself.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. This is the best thing for Vegas long-term because he's back. This is really his first healthy playoff. Mm-hmm. But he's shifty and he's got this movement to him.
He's got this wide base and he kind of just like C-cuts around.
Yes. C-cuts. Nice.
I'll give
you the C-cut.
He's got the edge, too.
He's got the
eye of the tiger.
Yeah. He's got a little dog in him.
And we'll see it in a second here. He's a good separator on the celly.
Oh yeah,
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I also.
It's a great way to round out the game.
Yes, I mean, totally
get a little separation.
Totally. Nick Diaz,
are we gonna see it?
Yeah, we'll see it.
Nick and Nate Diaz, they must be Entourage fans. They must have watched Entourage. Yeah, their era.
I've met them a couple times.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, so there's. Oh, okay.
I mean, if you're a man, you like Entourage.
Oh, that's true. Look at this. Look at that. Boom, boom.
Ooh. Hell of a shot. And look at the separation a little bit here. Let's see if we can get the camera angle.
Ooh, and look.
He got way away. He took like a big.
Yeah. And he kind of, he eye-fucked the crowd.
He eye-fucks the crowd, but he also kind of lifts the leg and gives them the old little jockey pump.
Oh, or like I'm going to pee on a fire hydrant.
There you go. That's exactly what I was hearing.
Little
Wizzinator. Little Wizzy.
Oh, wow. That is smooth.
Yeah. Kachuk still has the best separation of a playoff winner.
So far, yeah.
So far. Mm, I mean, he took like three extra strides and might have even flat waved a couple guys off.
He did.
By the way, I've got a lot of DMs from people that Jack Hughes was spotted in Manhattan with two blondes.
Really?
Manhattan.
Yeah. Minetta Tavern.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you got the... Jeez.
Yeah. Pivoting over to New Jersey, Carolina
it's
here.
It's a tough reservation.
Is it a tough reservation?
Minetta? Yeah, it's not easy.
Good start for the Devils when you get Hughes on the board first, makes it 1-0, and then it's all Hurricanes.
He's rolling right the fuck in wherever he wants to go, bro.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, the kid
What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, even so, it's not a big room. Yeah.
New York is sports knowledgeable, bro. Jack Hughes is doing just fine out
Hughes
there.
Hughes lives in Hoboken.
Happy to report it's a quick train ride. You're in the city in the West Village in 5 minutes.
And Sean, we've talked about it a little bit, but you kind of have to, right? Like, you can't play for the Devils and live in New York.
No,
right?
Almost like a principle. No, Hoboken, it's so easy.
Yeah.
You know? That's like, you know, bridge and tunnel. But it's not that far anymore.
But I'm saying, like, it's disrespectful to the team as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to. I think, although PK Subban lived in New York City.
Did he?
I believe he did. Yeah. I believe he did.
He goes by the beat of his own drum, though, yeah.
I was going to say.
But here's the
difference. Pretty much does whatever he wants.
See, here's the funny thing. If PK played for Jersey when I played for New York and PK lived in New York, it would be a waste of time because I would have him blackballed from every single place in New York City.
You were dominating so hard, you would have just had him not.
He would have been.
No bungalow away for PK.
Aren't you guys boys?
But
that's got one thing has nothing to do with the other.
Fair is in love and sport. Fair, I mean, okay. What do you want me to do? But he would, and he might disagree.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't really understand. Yes, PK would not be able to go anywhere except Times Square. I would say Times Square is all yours, brother. Yeah. You can do whatever you want in Times Square.
You can go to the Cheesecake Factory in Times Square. That's
send
fine.
Olive
Garden.
Queens. Right. Send him out the
Queens. Busiest Olive Garden in America. Yeah, unlimited salad and pasta.
But what do you guys think? It seems like this is death blow for New Jersey here.
I'd like to see them push it just for the experience a little bit, but I don't think Carolina's going to lose this series.
Who is scoring all these goals?
Oh, we see three goals in about a 2.5-3 minute span here, and it really just buried.
But who is scoring all these goals?
I don't know. Nijic.
Is Aho scoring? I haven't.
I don't think Aho got one here.
Martinuk?
Stahl had one, I believe.
I'll tell you that, Martinuk.
Yeah.
Guy's a defenseman. He's always in front of the net.
Yeah.
He's always moving.
What we're seeing from Carolina is a little bit like the Muckers. So they just have an even attack on all four lines here.
You know, they remind me of the 2002 team that went to the Stanley Cup final against Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
They, Artur Zerbe, like they had, you know, Ian Cole. Yeah. Remember Cole? He could really wind it up. They had that type of team.
Yeah, you see Burns getting on the score sheet here.
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody's getting on the score sheet.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, and Schmid, what a bad last name.
Who knows, Schmid. Though? Hey, Devil's playing with house money, too. Who knows?
Right, loose as a goose.
Loose as a goose.
And, you know, kids and Husey, like Luke, yeah. You know? Luke, I guess that was his first playoff road game, or was this at home?
No, this was at home.
All right, well. Mm. All right, they got to get it going. Look at that! Look at that arena, though. Yeah, it's already empty.
They left. They left pretty quick. Yeah. I also there was a clip of Devils fans walking out crying.
I saw that.
Yeah,
that's intense.
Yeah, that's a little much.
You don't roll over and die yet. The fat lady has not sung.
Yeah. But even if it had, mm-hmm. probably don't cry. Don't be crying. You yeah, right. Pull it together.
Right. At least wait until was it an
until
adult? Uber.
Was it an adult?
Oh, they were adults.
They were
yeah.
adults. Yeah.
Yeah. All they right. could vote.
Muckers and my Dallas Stars. Jamie Benn starts scoring off here.
Yeah. So that.
Oh, Scott, he's just dying to run them out of the series.
No, I want the Stars.
Talk about a psyop, bro.
I want the Stars.
You are not. You do not have the hot hand.
I'll tell you
right
though,
now,
that Scotty. Ben. That Ben. If you quick, if you try that 15 years ago, you're dead. That's how different the game is.
Yeah, right there. Seattle
Kraken Carolina Panthers final. Could you imagine?
Ooh, pretty that tough. Would not be
Gary
the most
Bettman,
exciting.
That one he would run a side.
I mean, at least right. Jersey, when they were winning with the trap in the 90s, early 2000s, they still had a team full of superstars. Jason Arnott, Sikora.
Yeah, but there's a storyline.
Like, yeah.
Niedermeyer, yeah. Well, what, this?
If the Kraken, you know, they're, uh-huh. you know, again, what?
They're
what?
Just so mucky.
They're mucky. They're mucky.
Yeah, they don't really look at this Max Domi. Yeah. How about that pass?
I mean, they were handpicked from based on their professional careers.
Dude, that's
maybe
Sagan?
That's not maybe that's not a fair way to do it.
That Sagan pass? What? Fair way to do what?
To where you know you protect guys anyone. And you can take who you want. Yeah. I mean, this is why. Like,
well,
a lot of these players make money, right? A lot of these guys have decent contracts.
It's a smart move by the Kraken. They really didn't go out and try to get the biggest names they could. They just have four balanced lines, and they all just roll and they roll and they roll and they muck.
Like Eberle makes money.
Wow, that Max Domi had a hell of a game. So again, I'll say to this, you know. One of the reasons Kyle Dubas should lose his job is because he didn't go out and get Max Domi. Yep. Max Domi, lineage, DNA, legend in Toronto.
Well, that,
look
that,
at this yeah. goal this kid scores. I mean, he is back, boy.
Yeah.
He is back. Look at this head up, confident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shelf or Rooney, Ben. Look at that screen.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a goal.
Hell of a goal. I do miss seeing Domi in the 16 jersey. He's a good ambassador for 16.
I think he wears it well.
Yep.
Yes. So this is tied 2-2. This is going 7, gentlemen.
7-11 for the Stars.
Hey.
Yep.
They
got 7-11.
Yep.
There we
That's
go.
A good sponsor.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. He's also a QSP fan. Follows the socials at QuickShiftPod.
Okay.
Yeah. So
like.
Well, give him hell. Give him hell. The rest of the season.
Subscribe. Yeah.
Yep. Share.
Yeah. I'll fire a little DM off to him.
Nice.
Scotty, you're all right. You're all right.
So what does that mean? What do you mean I'm all right? What? That's it? All right. Episode 26, Martin St. Louis.